During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did they get a picture of something paranormal at the Driscoll Hotel? Or was there just something wrong with the camera?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, would you share it with us? We would love it because we want to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in if you want to go that route, realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon today.
Well, hello. Hey, I'm super excited about this creepy hotel thing.
I know. Have you ever heard of it? Because it's a hotel in Austin, Texas.
I have heard of it. And I believe, if I have this right, it's the one where you can go out and have a cocktail and sit on the balcony that overlooks, you know, the street that runs in front of the Capitol. And I do believe I've had a cocktail there and we've been through it before.
I'm going to look it up real quick because hotel in Austin, Texas, because it almost seems like a place that, and I wouldn't have stayed there because our sister lives there.
But she's taken me there a couple times and she might have taken you.
This place looks haunted AF.
Yeah, I think it is.
And this story goes back a few years ago. So it's Sarah from Dallas, Texas. And she says, I just wanted to say I love the show. I listen to it every day at work and it makes the hours go a lot faster. Today, I want to share a story about my experience visiting a haunted hotel in Austin, Texas, with two of my friends. I've always been interested in the paranormal, but my interest has always been just a light hobby, watching ghost shows and reading ghost stories online, etc. I'm more of a spectator than a participant in the paranormal community. However, I'm open-minded about what might exist around us unseen, and I'm eager to gather more evidence about the paranormal before I decide one way or the other. It was in the summer after my sophomore year of high school, and my best friend Lauren invited me and our other friend Emma on a road trip to visit Lauren's older sister in Austin for the weekend. Lauren's older sister had graduated from college a few years before and lived in an apartment in Austin with her husband. Never having been there before, I jumped at the chance. Our weekend was filled with fun and adventures. I'm going to add in, it's a great town. If you've never go visit.
Oh my gosh, you must do that. Yes. You really must.
Mm-hmm. Lauren's sister took us antique shopping and showed us around the city. And on our last day before driving home, we decided to have breakfast at the Driscoll Hotel, which is a famous old hotel that has become a landmark in Austin. To give you a brief background about the hotel, the Driscoll was built in 1886 by Jesse Lincoln Driscoll, a colonel in the Confederate Army, and it remains the oldest operating hotel in the state of Texas. That's interesting. Yeah. It's widely known to be haunted, with people reported sightings and odd occurrences of all sorts. There are multiple ghosts rumored to walk the halls of the Driscoll still, one being Jesse Lincoln Driscoll himself, who supposedly loved the beautiful hotel he had built so much that he never wanted to leave. There is also the story of the suicide brides, two young women who both committed suicide while on their honeymoons 20 years apart to the day. The room where these suicides supposedly occurred, room 525, is now the site of much of the ghost activity reported at the Driscoll. The most popular ghost story related to the hotel is of a four-year-old named Samantha Houston, the daughter of a Texas senator that visited the hotel in 1887. Samantha was playing on the grand staircase when she chased a ball down the stairs, tripped, and fell to her death. Oh, that's horrible. She still haunts the grand staircase in the lobby, and many guests have reported hearing her giggles throughout the hotel. Lauren and Emma definitely aren't the type of people who would go ghost hunting. Neither am I, really. But we had heard that the hotel was cool and interesting, so we were all on board to check it out. I was secretly excited about the thought of the hotel being haunted, but being a skeptic, I didn't expect to encounter anything unusual. We had breakfast at the 1886 Cafe and Bakery, which is a small restaurant inside the hotel, and after breakfast, I convinced Lauren and Emma to come with me to explore the rest of the hotel. We approached the concierge in the lobby and asked if he had heard any of the rumors about the hotel being haunted, and he proceeded to hand us three pamphlets. The pamphlets contained a brief overview of the hotel and its haunted history, clearly created due to the large number of tourists that are drawn to the Driscoll due to its infamous ghostly guests. I guess so they just get tired of asking. It's like, here, take the pamphlet. The fact that they had a pamphlet dedicated to the haunting made it seem to me more like a marketing scheme than a real haunting and added to my skeptical attitude. We set out to explore the hotel, taking silly pictures along the way. We even ventured up to the fifth floor and took a scary picture outside of room 525, where we all made faces like we were terrified. In reality, the fifth floor wasn't creepy at all and was just like any other hotel hallway I've ever been in. We headed back down to the lobby, and right before we left, Lauren snapped one last picture of Emma and me on the grand staircase in front of a large painting of Jesse Lincoln Driscoll. After taking the photo, she checked the camera's little screen and frowned. There's something wrong with the flash, and she tried taking another picture and was also unsatisfied with that one. I took the camera and looked at the picture she had just taken. I was blown away. In the first photo, right in front of Emma, there was a large green orb with a trail behind it, as if the camera captured something moving. The second photo again captured the orb with a trail behind it, but it was now glowing and looked slightly out of focus. The orb is too big to have been caused by dust particles, and dust particles don't move quickly enough to cause a light trail behind them when photographed. It is possible that there really was something wrong with the flash, but the fact that the same orb showed up in both pictures and the fact that the camera had been working fine that morning makes that explanation seem less likely. What are your thoughts on orbs as proof of spirits? Do you guys think that there was a logical explanation for the orb showing up in the pictures? Do you think it was one of the ghosts having a laugh at my skepticism? Either way, my trip to the Driscoll is one I will not soon forget. Thanks for listening to my story. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. That's a tough question to answer because I don't think there is a definitive answer to what orbs definitely mean. But I've seen enough of them in pictures, and you and I have been in them, where there's picture, no orb, multiple people taking pictures of the same thing, and then one has this bizarro-looking orb in it. And that is a bizarro-looking orb with green.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Google green orb and see what it says.
Sure.
Because it was a green orb with a trail behind it. But I kind of believe that there is something to orbs in photos. Like that blue one that you and I caught back in your old building in Iowa. It could have been something with the light refraction, as somebody was telling me, or not. I don't know. But it was definitely a blue orb that day.
It says that green orbs, and this I find really interesting because in the funeral home that we owned, the one time where I had, you know, some people, a lot of people came on a tour to the, you know, spooky underground tour.
It was October, and they, one of those.
And they were in there and they were taking pictures. And they were taking pictures all over the place. There was an old pulley elevator that would pull, you know, the coffin up and the bodies up to the floor where they did the embalming and things. And so people were taking them up the elevator shafts and stuff. And afterwards, they were showing me these pictures, and like everybody had these orbs, and they were big and, you know, small and all different sizes, and some were gold and some were green and some were, you know, but I would say those pictures, most of them were green. And in this, what I just pulled up about this says that if you need healing, this orb will pop. Green is the color of medicinal orbs.
What the hell is a medicinal orb?
If you see one of these orbs, if you are mentally or physically unwell, it should help to heal. I don't know. Now, I find that interesting, thinking about it being coming from a funeral home and seeing a lot of green orbs.
And maybe Jesse Lincoln Driscoll had something to do with it?
Maybe. You know how we love these historical buildings.
Oh my God, I do.
Haunting things. We just love them. And I think I might need to do more research on the Driscoll Hotel. When she said that, it made her a little suspicious when they had the pamphlet they hand out. But, you know, a lot of these places are doing that now. Number one, they get so many people that come because of the hauntings that they want to know more about it. And there's books written about it. Like when I went to the Crescent Hotel, they had books you could buy there about the hauntings at the Crescent Hotel. And that's the one in Eureka Springs. And, you know, so I can understand them having a pamphlet like, here, you know, people want to know these things. Here you go.
You'd be explaining that all day long. You're like, I am working the concierge desk and I need to get somebody a car or a reservation at a restaurant.
You know, I think she really did see a green orb. I really do think they caught one.
I do, too.
I really do.
I do, too. Because that's how I feel about orbs.
Now, one thing I was thinking about as she was talking about these stories was about the brides that commit a suicide. Like, wedding night have to be to think I'm going to end it? Like, I mean, like, that's kind of a post-nuptial traumatic syndrome or something. Like, I am not staying with this guy. Or what would possess somebody on their wedding night?
I always think those kind of stories might have some folklore to them. Because, you know, a lot of times there's really no proof of that person, but a lot of haunted hotels seem to have a story about a woman who was either the husband or the soon-to-be husband left her at the altar or didn't show up for their wedding, or they were having a rendezvous at the hotel.
Okay, so maybe that's it. It's more like one of those where if we knew the rest of the bride story that...
And is it even true? I just think a lot of hotels have these... It's been passed down, and can we really prove who these women are, in this case? Because it makes a pretty terrific story. I just don't always believe them. You know what I'm saying? Too many hotels have the jilted lover who's a woman story who kills herself at the hotel. There's so many of those. There's so many jilted lover women stories. Like she's walking down this road or she's at the cemetery. Where's a jilted man story? Like it never happens. It's only women.
That's true. That's true. But I was just thinking, you know, how awful would this guy you married have to be to think I ain't going to stay with this the rest of my life? You know, I mean, like, that would be awful.
And how awful to, if that really did happen in room 525, why would you ever put another newlywed couple in there? It's like, I know it's been 20 years. Maybe this couple, we'll put this couple in there. I don't know.
Interesting. But once again, it does have a kind of a link with a Civil War figure. That brings a lot of trauma.
And I get why that guy would want to hang around there. He built it. He was proud of it. I get that.
Yeah, most definitely.
Here is another story.
Oh, good.
So let me make sure I'm starting at the beginning. Yes. When my husband and I first got married, we moved into an apartment. We were expecting our first child, and due to my husband's schedule, I spent a lot of time alone. The master bedroom was always cold despite facing the sun. A couple months after moving in, I began feeling scared, as if I was always being followed. My bedroom scared me, and I spent a lot of time in the living room until my husband got home. I would take my niece, who was 5 years old at the time. One day, she was playing in the nursery, and suddenly she ran to me. I was in the kitchen, and she wanted to go home. When I asked her what was wrong, she insisted I take her home and waited for me outside at the bottom of the stairs while I got my car keys. She never talked about why she wanted to leave so abruptly. She didn't return for months, and when she did, it was just a quick visit with her mom. Months later, it was early December and really cold, and I got really sick. The bedroom was too cold, and my husband and I decided to sleep in the living room. My nose was so stuffy and my cough was really bad that I surprisingly fell asleep. I was woken up to a feeling of not being able to breathe. I sat up, blew my nose, and dozed right off. Then I felt like I couldn't breathe again, except this time I couldn't move and felt as if someone slowly climbed on top of me. I tried to move and make a noise, but I was frozen. Suddenly, I felt something grab my hand and whisper in my ear. I could not make out what was said, but I struggled to make a noise. Finally, my husband touched my arm and asked if I was okay. I was unfrozen then and trying to catch my breath. I told him what had just happened, but he said it was a dream. A couple of weeks later, we were sleeping in our bed when suddenly he jumped out of bed and began pacing back and forth. He began describing what had happened to me. I was relieved that I was not crazy and that he too felt what I felt. We didn't renew our 6-month lease and moved out a month later. Nothing had ever really happened to me before until I was pregnant with my son. Now he's 5, and sometimes I feel like he can see what the rest of us can't. Thanks for sharing my story. Well, I think that's interesting with the little girl in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like if that would have been your kids, I would have been like, okay, guys, sit down. What happened? You don't have to go back in there, but just tell me what happened.
Yeah, but see if we can fix it. See if I can fix it, you know.
Because I would have freaked out that your kids are afraid of me or something, you know, and let's talk about it and you're okay. So maybe she had a conversation with her mom, but it's just interesting. She never did find out what the reason was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing, it is interesting because the thing about her not being able to sleep, but she had a really stuffy nose and a cold. And now I could see how almost a dream, you can't breathe because you can't breathe.
Right.
So that makes sense
to
me.
When you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, who knows what kind of medication she was taking. It can make you kind of dream weird dreams and, you know, things. And plus, like you said, you know, it could be that she was having trouble breathing, her chest was, you know, giving her problems or whatever. So that I can understand. But her husband.
That one I can't explain.
Has the same feeling. What was a couple weeks later? And so then they shortly moved out.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah.
They didn't have to break the lease. They only gave them, you know, they only had one more month and they're out of there. Now, the last sentence, though, about her son, now he's 5 and sometimes I feel like he can see what the rest of us can't. Agreed.
Yeah.
I swear kids can definitely see stuff we can't see.
Now, here's the one thing I would say. I'm kind of glad it happened to your husband because you might still be living there.
Oh,
and because
right.
He wouldn't believe you. You know, and so you might have just, he might have said, oh, you know, it's just you. And he might be one of those people that needs to have something, you know, more concrete happen to him. And then he'll go, oh, yeah, okay, no, now I get it. So I'm thinking, I hate to say this, I'm kind of glad it happened to him. So it kind of got you out of there.
Well, The cold room, too, that could be an HVAC problem. You know, maybe it's not working properly in that room, or it's haunted.
Exactly, because we've lived in places before where there was a room that was significantly different than the other rooms. And when I look back at ours, when we were growing up in a haunted house, and the room in particular that was cold there, that we didn't have air conditioning. Well,
There was, you
couldn't explain it by a weird HVAC thing.
The upstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
It didn't even have a vent.
Yeah. I mean, there was no air conditioning in that house, you know, so there should be no reason that room is colder than a different room in the middle of summer when it's 100 degrees outside.
It was always, it did feel air conditioned. And even
But I do think you're right. I think when there are spirits around, I think there are temperature fluctuations. Mm-hmm. I do think it gets cold.
I'm glad they got out of that apartment.
I am too.
Yay! Happy ending to that story. And they went on and lived a wonderful life. If you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and answer for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.